He was known as El Cantante. We're talking about singer Hector Lavoe, whose innovative style helped define salsa music during the 1970s in New York. His charisma and musicianship gained him legions of devoted fans, among them performers Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez. They star in a new film about Lavoe's life, but that film, titled El Cantante, has been criticized by some for focusing too much on Lavoe's drug use. Here to talk more about Lavoe is Felix Contreras. He's a producer for the NPR Arts Desk, and he joins us here in the studio. Felix, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's some controversy about the way the film portrays Lavoe. In fact, as I understand it, that Jennifer Lopez is also the producer of the film and also stars in it as Lavoe's wife. But what's the controversy about?
I think anytime you have a portrayal of an artist where they reflect a history of drug abuse or alcohol abuse, there's always going to be a question or criticism about how that is portrayed. And I think in this case, some folks are arguing that the film is focusing on that drug abuse and not necessarily on what he generated or what he contributed to the music.
No, wait, hold up. Because the movie Ray, the biopic about Ray Charles's life, man had a heroin problem. It was a prominent part of the film. I don't remember people complaining about that.
I completely agree. I mean, I think going back to Ray, Walk the Line, going back to Bird, about Charlie Parker, even around Midnight, there's a long history of people, artists being portrayed with their drug abuse. And I think it's some of the controversy coming out of this, because there are so few films made about Latinos in the spotlight, that some folks are saying, you know, maybe you didn't need to concentrate on that so much. You know, and then there's another aspect of it where some musicians, part of a listserv that I'm part of, musicians who actually played with him for a number of years, are saying some of that stuff isn't accurate. You know, some of the creative license that the producers took and the screenwriters took, they're complaining about that, too. But that's the trouble with biopics.
Sure. Let's play a clip from the movie El Cantante. Here's Hector Lavoe, played by Mark Anthony. And in this clip, he's negotiating with his record executive. Let's hear a little bit.
We are a young company, but, you know, we're looking to do bigger and better things, you know, more mainstream things, you know. The black musicians have Motown, Stax Records. Now the Latin musicians are going to have their own label. Fania Records.
I buy your records, man.
And you know what you're getting into. Now, Hector, do you have a lawyer?
Yeah, we have a good lawyer.
Oh, okay, good.
He's very good. But you're an honest guy, so I didn't bring him, you know?
Tell me about Fania Records. Is that accurate that was the point of the label, to give Latin artists a platform?
That's what it became. It started in 1964 with bandleader Johnny Pacheco and an entertainment lawyer who ventured into the music business. And it started out playing and recording just traditional dance music, but as the years went on, and there's a parallel to black civil rights and eventually Latino and Chicano civil rights out in California, that the label and the music and the musicians began to take on a lot more significance. So that this became a very, very influential and very popular as a means of expression, of Latino expression. All these young musicians were coming up and expressing themselves through traditional music, but with a very contemporary edge and a very New York attitude. And it was influential beyond the Puerto Ricans and Cubans. I mean, out in California, when I was going to college, college party wasn't complete unless you had some Fania all-stars or some Fania artists on the turntable.
Okay, let's listen to a little of Hector Lavoe singing the song El Cantante.
Yo soy el cantante que hoy han venido a escuchar lo mejor del repertorio. A ustedes voy a brindar y canto a la vida de risas y penas, de momentos malos y de cosas buenas. Vinieron a divertirse y pagaron en la puerta. No hay tiempo para tristezas, vamos cantante, comienza.
Talk to me about it, Felix. What's distinctive about it?
His voice was very, very distinctive, and he came from a stable. Fania had a stable of singers, much like Motown did in Stax, mm-hmm. and they often performed together as the Fania All-Stars. And you had, you know, well-known singers like Celia Cruz, people who had very, very substantial voices. And Hector Lavoe didn't exactly have a muscular, substantial voice, but his music and his style kind of combined what's called a jíbaro element in Puerto Rico, like the rural, folksy, you know, gutsy, folksy element to it, along with the refined New York sense. So those two combined, it made him very, very popular. And his charisma on stage was just he just won the crowds over.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about salsa singer Hector Lavoe and the new film about his life. And joining me is NPR producer Felix Contreras. It's interesting because refined is a word I would use also, because you can hear every word. It's very, the enunciation is very styled. And I'm kind of wondering if the analogy is the Motown sound. One of the criticisms, of course, people had of the Motown sound is they thought it was too commercial, or but that there was an effort to kind of pretty up what had been kind of a bluesy, more gutsy sound. And I wondered if the Fania All-Stars encountered similar criticism, that they were too pretty, too, you know, perfect.
Well, that cuts a good example, because you hear the strings in the background. Those are live strings, where normally perhaps you would hear horns, which they did do. But in this particular case, they had strings as a counterpoint, and which was groundbreaking at the time. So there was a little bit of that. There was a little bit of complaint from some of the people who wanted a more rootsier sound. But there were a lot of people who accepted it and took it to heart.
In the film, Mark Anthony, as Hector Lavoe, does all his own singing. Let's listen to Mark Anthony singing Mi Gente off the movie soundtrack.
Mi gente,
ustedes,
lo más grande de este mundo, siempre me hacen sentir un orgullo profundo. Lo llamé,
venga conmigo.
That this film, flawed or not, or accurate or not, you know, whatever, will open up salsa to an audience that has not yet discovered it? Or do you think that mainly people will be interested in who are aficionados like, you know, Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony, who look to these singers as kind of their artistic ancestors, as it were?
I think just like the movie that Jennifer Lopez did as Selena did for the Tejano music movement, I think that'll have the same kind of impact here, people who are curious to know about other types of music. Even to a certain extent, how many people went out and bought more Ray Charles records, you know. I think these kind of films kind of open the gates and get people who are curious to know a little bit more about the music, they will go out and buy it. And, you know, look at all the number of salsa dance lessons that are held around the country in parks and recreation centers. So there's a great big audience already, and I think this might inspire a little bit more.
Can you salsa?
I can bust half a move. That's what I can do.
All right. Felix Contreras is a producer on the arts desk here at NPR. He joined us here in our Washington studio. Felix, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You want to show me some moves?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Play the music.
Have you seen the new film El Cantante? We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think about the portrayal. Was it fair to the singer, or did it focus too much on his addiction? Let us know how it measures up with other films that profile the lives of entertainers, warts and all. Visit our blog at npr.org/tellmemore to tell us more. You can share your stories and your thoughts on any of the topics you hear on our program, and you can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, the number is 202-842-3522. We want to hear from you. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow, and let's hear a little more Papa Nabana.
Suguma.
Yeah, man,
yeah.